Welcome to episode 9 of Nothing on the Radio. How you going, Louis?
Good, thank you.
That's good. Moving on.
Oh, that's the intro. Perfect.
That's it. That's all I got.
thanks for tuning in again. I don't know how you describe it on podcasting.
Clicking on.
Let's get straight into it. I know some of you probably cringe when we talk about poo, but I think it just eases everyone into it really nicely for the rest of the episode.
I don't talk about it.
Well, you no. Well, you'll have to. So, have you ever heard of waffle stomping?
I hadn't until today.
Okay, so a friend of ours, Nathan Stig, gave us a few suggestions for this episode. One of them was talking about waffle stomping. Now, it's when you have to get rid of a poo from a shower
area. That shouldn't be a thing.
I know you say this, but I will give you some examples where it actually is necessary.
Like some real life.
Real life.
Real life.
Not okay, let's clear it up. So waffle stomping is a turd being over a, like a, what do you call it? A shower grate?
Crate?
What do you call it? Like where's the water come out?
It's a shower grate, isn't it?
Shower grate. I'm sure there's another word for it.
Drain.
Drain. Fuck. Shower drain. Fuck
Jesus
me.
Jesus Christ.
Ooh, a few minutes in. okay, so it's positioning the turd over the shower grain and just stomping it through the grate. Which is, I guess the idea is that it's almost like in the shape of a waffle, and that's why they call it waffle stomping. It's not really nice. Now, I didn't think my wife knew what waffle stomping was. And then she...
and then on Thursday.
Well, no, she had to have a shower. She was having a shower with Charlie once. And she's like, oh, God, Charlie did a poo in the shower. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it sucks, doesn't she? She goes, yeah, I just had to waffle stomple it. Waffle stomple. Like a romper stomper. I had a waffle stomper it, stomp it down. And I'm like, oh, I was sort of like, yuck, but fairly impressed that she actually knew what it was at the same time.
Just threw her on the bed.
Take me now.
Just doing it for
stop
me.
Stop me now. yeah, so just that's what it is. And I know there's probably a lot of people out there, if there's a couple listening to this, say a husband and wife, the wife's going to be like, really? And the husband's going, never heard of that, knowing he's definitely stomped one down there.
What, the husband always offers to clean the shower.
I'll do it. I'll do it this week.
I got it.
Don't go in there.
Ew.
Talking about Megan, this happened the other day. Now, it's frustrating. About 10 to 7, I hear Megan on the phone, which is strange, her talking on the phone like that early in the morning. And she sounded worried. And then she's come into the bedroom. And she's like, Louis, oh, I gave my credit card details to someone online. And I'm like, what? Oh, I've put an international hold on our credit card. I'm like, fuck. And I was trying to be calm, but I was fucking furious. Like, and she was worried about this website she's got running not working. And then she saw this spam email, like in a spam folder.
She didn't know it was spam.
Well, she's acting really vague about it. I'm like, where was it? She goes, I don't know. I'm like, well, when you sent it to me, it went straight to my spam folder. So where'd you find it? She's like, oh, I don't know. She
didn't,
went into
it. Didn't even get sent to her. She went and sourced it.
But it was full of spelling mistakes.
Yeah.
Like nothing made sense. And I swear to God, her computer, when she clicked on it, probably went, hey, what are you doing? And she bypassed it all. And what I love is that the website asked for her login and password, which she put in.
Yeah.
Which took her to the part where she gave away her fucking life savings. But after all this, she goes, you know what? I don't even have a login and password for that site.
Oh, my God. So how did she –
this is,
what did
it
she
doesn't
put in?
Matter. It doesn't – because the site doesn't care what you put in. As long as it, you can put in fuck you, dog poo, and it's going to send you the next one where it asks for your credit card.
So what did she put in though? Like what did she
– what she thought was right. And because it's a scam site, it went, I don't care.
It worked.
It just goes, yeah, that's it. I'm going to put you through to the place where it takes your money. And this is like a week after my stepdad. Well, my mum rang me up going – oh, I think Romo's being scammed. I'm like, oh, why do you say that? Oh, yeah, can you give him a call? Someone rang him asking about access to his computer. I ring my stepdad. He goes, yeah, someone rang up and said the NBN was hacked. And I'm like, oh, rightio. So what'd you do? Yeah, he allowed them access on his computer. So they were literally, he downloaded all these programs for them so they could search
where
around.
They can go into
your
computer and just do
thank
whatever
God
they want.
Thank God Romo knows nothing about their finances because he couldn't tell them any of their access numbers or passwords.
They would have been so frustrated. Oh. They're like, finally somebody has given us access to the computer and you just play solitaire on it or something.
Well, that's all he does. Thousands and thousands of photos. That's all that's on there. I'm like, Romo, don't. And then he sort of was like cottoned onto it. I'm like, please just tell me what, did you give them anything? He's like, no, I don't even know our username for the internet banking.
Yeah.
But just...
So
just,
when do you guys have to sell the house?
Well, I had to cancel the cards. Like, and I'm sitting there in the morning going, oh, okay. And I'm like trying not to get furious at her because we've got like 10 different things linked to that card. You know, it could be an internet and it could be some sort of mobile app. Everything's linked to this fucking card.
Yeah.
And now I've got to cancel it. It feels... I sat down with Megan and I still... She didn't take me seriously. So I'm like, Megan, do I need to worry about this happening again? And she was like, and she just sort of tried to brush it off. I'm worried one day I'm going to come home and all the locks will be changed and Megan's legally given someone the deeds to our house. And she was like, I couldn't get the stove working.
They said they needed to give us more money for the mortgage or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, right.
You look like someone who's been scammed before.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm smarter than I look.
Mm.
I'm smarter than I
and
let
on. And you
don't
look that smart. No.
Sometimes I wear glasses, you know. I haven't been scammed. I would like to, you know, you have those people call up and try to like show you shit all the time. I like to like have them on.
Yeah. Oh, I had a guy ring up and he said he was from the taxation, Australian Taxation Department. And he said, what's your name? And I knew straight away it was a scam. And I said, oh, shouldn't you have that on file? And he's like, no. I said, oh, I'm just worried because I know there's these scams around. He goes, no. You tell us your details and I'll let you know if you owe money.
Yeah.
And I gave him my dead father's name. And I said, oh, my name's Peter Riley and my dead father's address when he passed away 12 years ago.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yes, you owe the Australian Taxation Department, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, oh, no way. What do I do? And back and forth, he goes, hey, I said, I can't stop. I'm driving on the freeway. And he sort of went back and forth a bit.
Yeah.
And then I eventually said to him, it's sort of weird that you say I owe money because – that's not my name. That's my father's name. He passed away 12 years ago and they hung up me. Yeah. But the number they called me from was an actual number.
Yeah.
So I just started ringing him back, going, fuck you. and then eventually...
We should do it on the show.
And eventually the guy went, I fucked your mother.
Did he really?
Yeah. Very unprofessional.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it's pretty good.
That's great. That's good banter, though. That's good banter from him.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I hope it was being recorded, though.
We had a good laugh about it. Oh, mate, you sound like...
We catch up once a year now. It's good.
I'd love to have a beer. You know what? I would love to have a beer with a scammer and just be like, fuck, how do you do it?
Yeah.
Talking about getting scammed, you'd scam some guys on Tinder, wouldn't you?
Yeah, definitely.
What do you do? What photos do you use?
Of me?
Or do you put photos of like Meghan Markle up?
Yeah. Well, you just say your wife then. Do you put photos of Meghan up? Yes, I do.
So...
Waffle stomping.
Oh, yuck. Okay.
Sorry.
Let's move on. You don't want to, you're like, don't want to talk about it. And then a minute later, you're like, it's just in your vocabulary. Waffle stomper.
I can't help it. No, I use real life photos actually. And photos from the last like 12 months as well. Like you see these photos you put up and you're like that, the camera quality, the photo quality of that camera, of that photo was taken on like a 2 megapixel camera from like 2002, mate.
But,
and I can tell.
But the thing is, okay, when guys put photos up, I think they're pretty just like, well, this one shows me, I'll put this one up.
Yeah.
I think girls are much more selective with the photos they put up.
Oh, God, yeah.
And I don't think it's always a good thing. I remember I dated a girl some years back and how did I know her? I can't remember. I hadn't seen her in person. I'd only seen her on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, I mean, she was always attractive. But then I was like, but I saw her in person and she was better than her Facebook photos.
Really?
So she had
that never happens.
She had a weird idea in her head, I guess, what a good angle was or something like that.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, you can see girls on Facebook and if you met them in real life, you'd be like, oh, no, not the same person.
Yeah.
Is that like you? Is that your photos?
Well, maybe you be the judge.
Well, I mean...
No, I don't see the point in hiding what I look like or the way my body is and stuff like that. Because I think, well, if you want to meet up with someone, then they're just going to be like, ew.
But if you meet up, have you ever met up with a guy and sort of waved at him and he looked confused? Because that's a pretty good sign.
No. Oh, I can't wait for that to happen though.
Okay. So guys on Tinder now.
Yeah.
You showed me one. You've been doing a little bit of trawling actually just to see what's out there. Now, there was a guy.
Trawling is the perfect word to describe what I've been
trawling
doing.
Trawling for dick. No, but you sent me one and it was more confusing than anything. It was a guy dressed as a woman, as far as we know.
Yeah, so... and
do we know it was definitely a bloke?
Yes. So, I mean, because there was a photo of him, just him, in his normal, what you would call a normal guy's outfit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the rest of the photos were him dressed in women's clothes, which is fine, all well and good. But he's on a dating site that's looking for a woman. And there was no context to it. There was no writing. There was nothing saying, this is what I'm looking for. This is what I'm doing. I was just very confused about the whole thing.
And there's people out there going, oh, but maybe it was like a footy show thing and he was just dressed up as women as like, you know, Blocker Roach does.
Yeah.
For fun.
Yeah.
But no, he's just like dressed quite nicely.
Very, very, actually very nice outfits. Very pretty.
Very on trend.
Yeah.
But I wonder if he's like, at least put a bio up like, hey,
yeah,
I want girls. It's very...
Or if he's just after friends or something, you know, like just...
Fashion tips.
Yeah. I'd be happy to help.
And then if there's a few other guys that have been on there with, oh, that's one we want to talk about. A guy asking for girls to get involved in a homemade pornography.
Yep, to post to Pornhub. And then he said, we will... Okay, this is what confused me. We will split the earnings 40-60.
But you never cleared this up. I reckon... Surely he means he gets 40%, the girl gets 60%.
Well, I would like to think, but I interpret it the other way. But I've asked for clarification yet to be answered, so I will update you on that one.
Yeah, see, I reckon a guy's lucky to get probably 20%. Because I'll tell you, you know what's easy to come by? A fucking guy with an erection and a camera.
Do you reckon? Yeah, I've never thought about how much guys and girls get paid in porn, like compared to each other.
It's girls get paid more.
Yeah, is that what makes up in the gender pay gap?
Exactly.
Yeah, cool.
We get paid more for all the sports.
Sorry, guys. We'll just take everything back that we...
We get paid more for sports. You get paid more for...
The dick sports.
Yeah, but you get paid more for strippers, modelling. Modelling's legitimate when we get paid more.
Oh, yeah.
And pornography. I wonder... I just always think, like, don't get me wrong, amateur pornography is probably one of my favourite genres.
Okay.
Of pornography.
Okay.
More natural. I'm not into the whole crazy big fake stripper titties.
Yeah.
I like it to... I don't want it to be like so like homemade that like one person doesn't know what's happening. Like,
yeah. I think that's called rape, actually.
No. Doesn't know it's being recorded. Oh. Does not that it doesn't know that the sex is happening.
Yeah, okay, cool.
What's going on?
Thanks for clarifying that.
My favorite part of it when the girl goes, what just happened?
My favorite part where she drinks the drink and then is no longer conscious.
I wonder how many people out there have legitimately recorded and released pornography. It must be a small, what do you reckon, 1% of the population? And okay, here you go. He's talking about-
And released,
60, 40 or whatever it might be. How much, and remember now with how the social media is, the second you got like noticed by some person on porn, it's going to spread like wildfire.
Yeah, exactly.
So just assume the second you make it, a week later, everyone's going to know about it. How much would you have to... Sorry, I just burped on the microphone. How much... Too much cheese and pancetta.
Yeah, it's great.
How much would you have to be paid,
okay,
knowing that everyone's going to see you? And let's just say it's all sex. Like, it's not secret under the cover stuff. It's just full-on sex, openly...
probably for me, if I knew that all my friends and family were going to see me having sex, I'd probably need a good
$60.
Just a good lunch with something to take home, you know.
Right. No, but would there be a
maybe like, well, I didn't even know what porn stars get paid, so I don't want to say an amount and you'd be like, that's ridiculous.
No, but you could say what you'd be happy to take home.
If I knew, okay, so coming from someone who has, I like to think that is a little bit respected in their friends and family group, maybe like half a mil.
Yeah, no, that's
okay,
I'm
is that
you.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that like, and I
guess that's, I could buy a house with that and just never see anyone
and
again.
And record so much
porn. So much porn.
Would you want, is that half a mil for one session?
Or you want me to do a series now? This is how they get you.
No, it is half a million, but you got to put half a
but
million
episodes. What you signed on to was a whole season of BBC.
For people out there who aren't aware, BBC, it is the British Broadcasting Corporation.
That's what I meant.
No, but in the porno world, it stands for Big Black Cock. So
you can tell what categories I look up.
Absolutely charming.
Anyway.
Okay. Look, sort of on that same thought process. Prostitute babysitting. Now, This came about the other day. I've got to.
You have to really clear this up very quickly after you say the words prostitute and baby.
I know. I've got to tread lightly here. So it was an interesting situation. I was working, and one of my accounts, I happened to talk to them, and they were a bit teary, and they explained to me a situation with someone who worked there, but whatever it was. But a woman was like, "Look, we know a bloke. His wife passed away. He's got a couple of young kids, and he was like, oh God, you know what? I wish I could just get a babysitter for the kids, but then when I can come home, I can have sex with them. So I don't have to worry about picking up.
With the babysitter.
Yes. But I don't have to worry about all night trying to pick up, knowing I can go home and there's someone there
which
to sleep
with. Which is essentially what a wife is. No?
Oh my God. There's a lot of people that just leaned in and just would. Apparently, according to M, a wife is someone who stays at home and looks after kids and makes sure the husband gets sex when they come back.
People call me a feminist.
God. You can see why Em doesn't want to get married. That's her view on marriage. But it started to raise a few questions. Like, would the hourly rate be the same, or would it be like, hey, so...
Well, it would increase when he gets home.
Is that what you do?
I mean, I haven't thought about it at all.
But would you
asking for a friend? What would?
So just say that while you're out, it's $40 an hour, whatever it might be.
Jesus.
You come back, and then what is it? $200 an hour.
Yeah.
But what if he came back and was like over and done with in 10 minutes?
You get paid for the whole hour.
Well, I'm not agreeing to that.
No, that's how it works in any job.
Some jobs will pay for 15 minutes.
What?
Yeah, 100%. Probably not in the prostitution industry, though.
Do they hire at hotel rooms for that long now?
Oh, look, I just thought it was sort of a fairly interesting... It was a pretty unique situation, like the blokes, obviously.
It is, and I can completely understand where you're
coming from.
I don't
think it's a bad idea.
No.
But would you prefer someone looking after your kids who was... Okay, here's the interesting question. Would you prefer to... your kids to be looked after by a prostitute, but then you get to sleep with a prostitute?
Yeah.
Or would you prefer your kids get to sleep with get looked after by a babysitter, but then you sleep with a babysitter?
Well, everyone wants to sleep with a babysitter.
What if it's like Mrs.
Doubtfire? That's a loaded question.
Mrs. Doubtfire? Hello! Okay.
Strangely, aroused by that, so.
Okay, but there's something to think about. Like, is there a market there?
Look, I'm a 30-year-old uni student who is now single and
I'm sure
needing
girls,
money, so I'm interested.
You know what? If you met up and went, look, I want to go out with my mates and, have a drink, but you look after the kids, I'm sure people would come to an agreement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but as long as you come to the agreement before you came home.
Yeah.
You can't come home and be like, so I've thought about something.
By the way.
I was at the pub and I was thinking about something.
Here's the thing. Get naked and we'll talk about it.
Okay, so very interesting.
Maybe we should steer away from the
prostitution
sexual subjects for a while.
Yeah.
You messaged me during the week telling me about your fucked knee.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so turns out I need to have knee reconstruction.
Yeah.
I made the mistake of ringing around for a couple specialists because I've got some issues with my health fund. And I kept using the word knee replacement and they were like, oh my God.
Don't ever call us again.
You? No, you'll need heaps more time for recovery, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, oh no, it's a reconstruction. They're like, oh no, that's fine.
Yeah.
No, so what happened is I heard it. The injury definitely started playing touch football. I sort of twisted it and fell awkwardly and put a lot of weight down on my knee. But I did injure it further several times on the dance floor. Dancing, I was usually slut dropping, and I'd get to the base of the drop, and my knee would just give out. And so then
like the doctors are looking at the X-rays, are like, "This is definitely a slut drop injury."
We see this injury more in strippers than in overweight middle-aged
women. But
yeah, so I know I definitely first heard it playing touch football, but I knew consequently after that. It happened about 3 times dancing where I would do some stupid dance move, my knee would blow out, and then for like 3 days I could barely walk.
Can I please post the footage I have of you slut dropping on the sex change dance floor?
Yeah, you can actually.
Because we may have actually recorded the moment
possibly.
Did your
ACL. No, so you know when it happened. But It was sort of bad because I've gone to the – I was – according to my GP and everything, they thought it was a minor knee problem.
Mm.
And then when I actually went to the surgeon, he's looking at my – he's testing my range of movement. He's looking at my MRI scan, that he just suddenly starts going, well, yeah, it's a pretty standard surgery for this sort of injury. What we do is we go in and we take the tendons out of your hamstrings and then we come around the knee and we do this. And I've gone, I said, oh, I thought it was just like a meniscus thing that just needs to get cleaned out. He's like, oh, no, no, your ACL's gone.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, perfect.
No, the slat dropping, the ACL.
Who did you think you are, slat dropping? At your age and your weight. I'm still very good at it. If at some stage you suddenly get like 20 episodes of nothing on the radio.
And it's just you?
Just me. Send delirious. I'm high on pain meds, sitting back with my knee up.
Just take some of those tablets that you gave to me on my flight over to London.
Oh, and roofie myself.
Yeah. Just roofie yourself for 3 weeks.
Oh, knowing Megan's behavior, someone will probably come in while I'm all roofied, go through the house. Well, I gave the keys to someone at the shops. They said it was you.
They said that all the keys are going to be expired and I have to get them cut again.
They said they were the breast inspector. They showed me a card. Megan's going to hate this episode. Serves her right.
Sorry, Megan.
Serves her right. Cost me
She's pregnant, okay?
Baby brain.
Baby brain, lay off.
The brain of a baby.
is that what it means?
No, it means that, like, apparently the hormones running through your body.
Fucked.
And it makes you, and it does, like, they start, women do silly things they wouldn't usually do and stuff like that.
Yeah, right.
I don't think she knows how worried I am that she's going to get.
Maybe you should take her cards off her.
Oh, and give her a bell. And whenever she wants something, ring the bell to get an adult over.
Take a phone off her, just like a can and a string.
She can have a home line. I'll get her a pager. And then I can make her calls for her. Oh, she's going to be furious. She's in the other room. She doesn't know what's going on. Okay. So back onto
sex talk.
Because it's generally half the stuff we talk about, at least. And the other half isn't sex stuff, and then it gets into sex stuff.
And then it's some poo stuff.
Chinese invented something new. Yes. Now, this is usually Japanese.
Yeah, yeah.
The Japanese usually come up with the crazy shit.
Yeah, so this is a new condom packet that emphasizes consent.
Oh, that is Chinese. I was going to talk about something else. Is that the condom packet from China?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah, so
Is it not?
Oh, I know. I was talking about the machine that jacks guys off.
Oh, God.
Sorry, go
back. We have got to really break up our subjects.
Okay, no, that's fine. We're talking about the condom.
No, we can talk about the other one.
No, the condom's okay. Good.
Really. So, it's a condom packet that emphasizes consent because it requires four hands to open it.
Okay.
And then I told you about this.
Now, I have a huge problem with this. Straight away, often with condoms getting opened, then it's not in daylight. It's not. It's often in the dark.
Mm.
Now, you're going to then find, you've got your hands, her hands. I don't know how it needs four people. Is it like a pull thing, like a parachute, and it just pops out?
I scanned the article and thought it was ridiculous.
But then I brought up immediately, which I guess is where my brain goes, I said, well, what if you're sleeping with an amputee?
Yes, and you're exactly. Like,
and what is it? What if they're double amputee and they've got no arms?
Yeah. It's discrimination. And I said...
discrimination. What if you're both amputees?
Yeah.
What happens then?
I'm guess fucked.
No, you're not. I'm fucked.
Then you're having babies. Well, I said that it's trying to emphasize consent.
Yeah.
But what... I don't know. Like, I haven't been exposed to this, but I wouldn't imagine that if someone's going to rape someone, the first thing they're going to do is pull out a condom.
I know. This is interesting. Like... I've never really thought about it because I very rarely think about raping girls. So my brain doesn't go here naturally.
30, maybe 40% of the time.
That's it.
Food. So much.
I can't say rape too much. No. It doesn't taste very good. No, but in this sense, like, I guess rapists, I don't know. You'd have to talk. I don't want to talk to one, but you're like, are they like, ooh,
I would like to know. I would like to know the statistics on women that have, because like you were saying, like, they want to get off, but they also don't want to get someone pregnant, and they also don't want to
get diseases from those disgusting women. Imagine that. Imagine pushing women down going,
you've given me an STI, you disgusting fucking mole.
No, pushing down going, I'm going to put a condom on because you look disgusting. Help. No, you are yuck. It's fucking bizarre. It opens a lot of...
Yeah. That's what I mean. There's so many things I want to ask.
Yeah, so four-way condom, which...
Four-way condom. Jesus Christ. Oh, like, God, that's a whole new topic.
I mean, it would be handy, but... I think, and I did read actually, just off topic, I just thought about this. Apparently, Bill Gates of Microsoft actually gave like a dozen people $100,000 each to come up with the best and easiest... Sorry, talking about condoms, I've got a two-year-old yelling in the background. He's just learned how to roar like a dinosaur and he's all over it.
Which is adorable.
But so he gave like a dozen people, so $100,000 to come up with the easiest, safest condom style and way that they could. Which in all honesty though, I think the one that we've got, I don't know if it's going to get much better.
I don't understand how it can change.
Unless like a robot puts it on for you. That's the only way, if someone else put it on for me. Because I'd say half the drama... is guys putting it on and not doing it properly.
Not being able to undo the fucking packet.
Yeah. And then you
get four hands involved.
Oh. And then also you got to worry about sizing, I guess. Because I've got a Magnum dong. That's an Always Sunny in Philadelphia reference. But imagine...
Dong. I haven't heard that word in a long time.
Because there is different sizes. Like, I guess what you need is some sort of... nanobot condom. Have you heard of nanobots?
No.
They're like lots of tiny little robots and they do sort of stuff. Look, this is getting into crazy sci-fi.
Speaking about robots.
Oh, yes. Sex robots. Segway. That was a good segue.
Yeah,
sex robots. So what was this one about? You brought it up.
It's some auto sperm machine in China about pretty much just gets men off to help them... donate sperm?
Yeah. When I read it, actually, it was funny you brought it up because I read it a couple of days ago as well.
And yet you didn't tell me about it.
Well, well I was going to buy one.
I get
one.
Angry about these things.
I was going to buy one for home and then show you it working. Check it. Hey, Em, check this out. And I put my penis here like this.
And this is how we got Megan pregnant.
And then Megan gets the
Megan
cup.
Just stands on the other side.
But it's like, it looks cup. Like it's about the size of like one of those freestanding ATM machines.
Yeah, that's what it looked like. That's what it reminded me of.
But it's got like this robotic like rubber vagina that pumps out and back and forth. Mm-hmm. So when I read it, it's like to help men who were like, who don't masturbate, who are too embarrassed to masturbate.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I'll tell you what, I'd prefer to someone walk in on me masturbating than someone walk in.
Fucking an ATM.
And I look imagine someone walking going, ah, and there's this machine pumping. That is...
There's going to be so many... If these come into, like, being very popular, there's going to be so many drunk guys actually fucking ATMs, like, walking home from the pub going, oh, I thought that was one of those.
Yes, machines. This will be a legitimate... Yeah, 100%. Legitimate problem.
Legitimate problem.
Pregnant ATMs. That's so dumb. I'm not good at that. No, but, look, men, I think the problem is there would be men going, oh, I just don't feel comfortable doing it. Just in the hopes that someone will release something like this. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
If I went in there and was like, oh.
Oh, this was not designed by a woman.
This is a bloke thing.
Yeah.
But I think this is the same thing like with like sex robots that are coming out and like fully anatomic dolls and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's solving a problem for their, it's the answer for a problem that was never there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's just like, but if you create something a guy can fuck, he will. You know what I mean? Mm. Like, but it's not necessary.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting either way. talking about last week, we were talking about Megan and I having a baby.
Mm.
Regardless that Megan's pregnant, I'd still say we are having a baby.
Yeah.
Whether you're upset by
that. And how you been feeling? You're right?
Yeah. Even though I apparently had that sympathy sickness, I'm actually all right.
And now you're having your surgery with your ACL.
I know. Oh, I was going to try and push the surgery out to when Megan was having the baby so I wouldn't have to do anything for a couple of weeks.
Yep.
But everyone's like, don't do that. Yeah, but we were talking about babies and then Nathan Stig, very busy with topics last time I spoke to him.
Look at you ghosting.
He brought up interracial adoption, or he put it, I think, in a less politically correct way.
I could imagine.
Oh, no, I think he said ethnic adoption or something like that. I do... look, it is interesting. I think adoption's great. I do think it's like a really great way of, people who can't have children, creating a family with children who don't have parents for one reason or another. But I guess I don't have a problem with interracial adoption at all. That's great. That's completely fine. I do find it funny when people sort of go out of their way to go and find a particular ethnicity of baby. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It does sit a bit strangely with me how like...
Madonna. fucking
I was going to say Madonna or Angelina Jolie kind of build this kind of multicultural...
One of every kind sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like Pokemon almost.
Just makes me feel a little bit... It's a bit cringeworthy.
I wonder, but it's like sort of a thing where you go like there's babies from Africa and there's babies from sort of areas of Asia and stuff like that.
Mm.
But is anyone going like, ooh, I really want a Ukrainian baby? Probably not.
Yeah.
Or Russian. But I guess they're all just white babies really then, aren't they?
I've actually looked into it, adoption, and there's so many different rules that I wasn't aware of. Like you have to, they won't adopt to a lot of people if you're not with someone. They won't adopt to like gay couples. You have to prove that you can't physically have a child yourself, otherwise they won't adopt you. And different countries have different rules. Yeah.
Yeah. I work with a guy who, he was adopted as a boy, and, when he went to adopt, they were like, "Oh, we're worried you're only adopting because you were adopted." And it's like, but is that a bad thing?
Yeah.
It's sort of very strange.
Yeah.
And then in Australia, you can't have surrogacies.
Yes. You can in America, though, can't you?
Yeah. But I'd be terrified because also there's no such thing as like men in Australia, I don't think, being like a, like if you know who the father is, you can hit them up for child support.
Yeah.
That's a huge drama as well.
Would we say it's a huge drama?
No, what I'm saying is it would suck in Australia if someone was like, "Oh my God, Louis, we'd love you to be the sperm donor."
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Okay. And then I went, "Oh, for sure, anything for you guys."
I thought you were just saying it's a joke that men have to pay child support. I was like, whoa. No.
And then I'm like, "Guys, for sure, you know, like, you know, that's I'm so happy that you look at me like that." And then you give me
Well, you're
sperm.
A picture of health, Louis.
I know, exactly.
Who wouldn't choose you?
Yeah. Good face, though. But, yeah, and then them going 2 years later going, "You know what? We're struggling a little bit with a mortgage. Mm. We're going to go and hit you up for child support."
Yeah.
You'd be like, what?
Yeah, that would...
That'd be fucked.
What happens if you fuck an ATM or a machine or something? One of those
robot.
Stupid auto machines.
That cyborg.
Yeah.
Cyborg is when it's part man, part robot.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. I don't think that's a problem that's going to come up. I think Android is also when they're floating around somewhere.
Okay.
We've got a bit of sci-fi this episode.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, now this is a completely off track from what we were just talking about, interracial babies and Madonna, and it still frustrates me. But pit bulls.
Mm.
Now you've been around a lot of dogs, being in the veterinary nursing game.
Yeah.
Now
people come in, and when I say people, I mean middle-aged men.
Yeah.
Because that's who usually have the pit bulls and
try
to pass them off as being staffies, and we know they're not.
I'd love if they were like trying to pass them off as something else.
It's a cavoodle.
It's a blue heeler.
Just as aggressive.
But look, I don't think people get all up in arms about it. And it's all it's just like they're dangerous. And the thing is, I think what people forget is that, yeah, they can be lovely. And I don't think anyone's saying they can't be lovely family dogs. The problem is, though, is what they are. They can be aggressive. They were bred to be aggressive. Yeah. So they can be aggressive.
And they're definitely they can be lovely, and they are something of their own. When people, if they're brought up right, they can be really lovely family dogs. But
nature versus nurture.
That's what I'm trying to say. Sorry.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, the evidence doesn't lie in terms of what they can do.
Yeah, this is it. It's
they are
what,
strong fucking dogs.
It's what they can do. They will kill human beings.
Yeah.
Now, what I find crazy though is that. So Australians ban them.
Mm.
Now, that's not saying everyone out there needs to go and fucking kill their pit bull.
No.
It's just saying, hey guys, next dog you get can't be a pit bull.
And maybe if you do have a pit bull, don't take it to an off-leash dog park.
And so it kills other dogs.
Or take it to an off-leash, you know, dog beach or something.
But
you fucking idiots.
What's crazy, but why people want pit bulls in the first place is because...
they got small dicks.
No, because...
It's generally what I find.
Because... People are like, oh, pit bulls are great with friends, with family and that, and they're great. But why do you want to get one? Because they're tough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So the whole reason they want to get one is because they're tough. They know what they're capable of. Oh, it's just a bit frustrating.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
So in the news in the last week or so, there's also been a lot of talk about these vegan protesters.
Yeah, shutting down cities.
Oh, yeah, sort of.
Yeah, well.
There was a joke running around that... it was hard because mid-afternoon they'd all run out of energy and need a nap because of their iron deficiency. Now, the thing is, I was just saying to you before, I think if a vegan, this will make me sound like a real hard gun. Oh, I shouldn't say this to you. made me sound like a badass. But I think if I had a vegan on my property illegally trespassing, surely if you punched a vegan hard enough, they just turn into dust.
That is the theory, yes.
They just go
and
disappear.
And disintegrate, yeah.
I just can't imagine like a vegan really putting up a good fight, especially if you get them at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon where even meat eaters get a bit sleepy.
Yeah.
They'd be out of it.
Yeah. See, I'm only vegetarian, not even vegan, and I have to have iron infusions done.
Now
I have to be taped to an IV to have it pumped into my veins.
Hey, but we shall be vegetarian apparently. Now, okay, so you have just said, as we've talked about this before, you're vegetarian.
Mm.
Now, do you agree with what they're doing?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's good. Let's just start off that. I think if you disagree with that, we'd have an argument rather than like a friendly
exactly.
banter.
No.
But you are vegetarian. Now, is there any, I've eaten meat around you plenty of times.
Mm.
Is there any particular type of meat, if I was eating around you, you'd have a real problem with like staying at the table?
No, not real. Oh, I don't like the smell of like steak when it's cooking.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
I'm not a big fan. But
on
don't,
the table, it's fine.
No, I don't really care.
But what if I was eating like...
But like seeing seafood and stuff, like yeah. I go out for dinner with people and they get like a seafood platter. Like I don't care. I'll sit there, like, but it just seeing things like you can actually see their face.
What if I ate monkey brains like in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom?
Never seen that, but okay.
Oh, like it's the head and face and everything and then they take the top off and it's brains.
Oh.
Would that put you off?
No, that sounds great.
It put me off. I don't think. Okay, so there's no thing. Oh, see, I was hoping you'd be like, don't you dare eat, I don't know, chicken necks in front of me.
what kind of diet are you having?
I don't want to eat chicken necks either.
Is it tough for you at the moment financially? Does the credit card thing, is chicken, it really?
Chicken necks. I've got a lot of flavor for $3 a kilo.
I don't even, you should even feed those to your dog, so no.
Really?
No.
Why not?
No bones. You shouldn't feed.
But chicken necks are like cartilage in that, mainly. I guess there's a neck bone.
It's a neck bone. Keep the neck.
You know how floppy chicken necks are when they're running around? Did you hear about that chicken that was kept alive for like, I think it was like 18 months after its head got chopped off?
What? No way.
Yeah, it was like in the, I think the late 1800s. Yeah, he chopped his head off, but he left just enough of his brain there.
Late 1800s when there was no photographic evidence.
Perfect. Look up headless chicken. And he got his head chopped off, ran around, still, and he has to feed it with an eyedropper down its neck hole for ages and ages.
Down its neck hole.
Yeah. Very interesting. I actually listened to a podcast about it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on from vegetarians, because I was sort of trying to start a fight with you, but I don't think you were going to go for it. Regardless of what I was saying, I was going to eat in front of you.
I'm a vegetarian, but I'm not an idiot, so I don't agree with what they were doing, no.
What if I punched a cow to death in front of you? With no intention of eating it. Well, I wouldn't do that. It's a terrible thing to do.
Why would you do that?
It takes so long. Cows are fucking tough. I think if my hand just smashed a million pieces before I got.
Are you sure that cow would kill you before you killed it?
Okay. Julian Assange has just been arrested.
Yep.
Now, Julian Assange was locked in the Ecuadorian embassy as a political asylum.
Yeah, in London.
In London about 7 years ago, mm-hmm. 7 years ago, because he was worried he was going to be arrested for a rape charge or a sexual assault charge, however they worded it, in Sweden.
Yeah.
And because his company or organization, WikiLeaks, released all this stuff from the US, he was worried he was going to get sent from the UK to Sweden, then extradited from Sweden mm-hmm. to the US and get tried for treason or whatever it might be. Something really, really intense.
Yeah.
All that actually doesn't interest me so much as being locked in a fucking building for 7 years.
And it shows. Have you seen him?
Oh, he looks like shit.
He looks like an albino Santa Claus he has been... arrested.
But I prefer the idea of Santa Claus being like overweight and jolly. He just looks like he looks like shit.
Yeah.
Now, apparently he's been causing heaps of dramas in there, like he wasn't allowed to use the internet and then he was rude and he had a cat in there as well.
Oh God.
How much would you let yourself go if there was only Ecuadorian embassy staff around? How bad would you look by the
end
of
it? But you're going to get released eventually.
If he knew, he did not come prepared.
He didn't. He was waiting for another. He was like, I'll let myself go for the first 7 years. The next 7 years is when I'll work on myself. Like when people get locked away in jail and they get really fucking fit.
He got the 7-year itch. Have you heard of the 7-year itch?
Yeah.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah, when that's like the point in the relationship
where people want to start cheating.
Isn't there that show on TV? It was like...
You know what is sad about that? You know when Megan and I first met was 2012? Oh. I've even told her I've got the itch. I don't know how to broach you with her. No,
I'm going to knock her up for the second time.
How would you... Okay, 7 years in the same building. Mm. How long before you stop, say, shaving your legs?
I don't shave them now.
Okay, so we're done.
There's been 2 weeks of cooler weather. I am good to go until October.
But would okay, so if you were the Julian Assange, what would you be wearing if they suddenly stormed the embassy and they got dragged out?
If I was him?
Yeah. 7 years in.
Probably nothing.
That would be the best photo. This hairy, naked lady getting dragged out.
My friends know that I'm not a fan of clothes, especially pants. So I will go clothesless anytime that I can. That changes.
I so wish that Julian Assange was dragged out naked, looking like a weird old hermit. Don't judge me.
Maybe he was naked.
No, he definitely had clothes on. I think if Julian Assange was dragged out naked from the embassy,
but they made him put clothes on. Who wouldn't be naked if you knew? Like, you had nowhere to be for the next however many years. Why would you put clothes on?
I reckon I'd come out in one of my old T-shirts that had, like, too many holes in it with my gut just hanging out the bottom of it.
Yeah.
In my old underpants and track pants and that. Not shaved, but not looking... I grow a really shitty beard.
Yeah.
So I get like a bit of a goatee thing going.
How old is he though? Like, he's gone really white.
He's 100.
Oh.
Okay. No, I don't know. He must be 40 odd or something.
But it's so white.
Yeah, but he was always white because I think he's almost albino.
Yeah, he's albino. Yeah.
He's albino?
I
don't think he is.
No, now that you say that, I think that there was, I remember reading something about it, but I don't know whether it was just taking the piss or not.
Hmm. Well, moving along from our mate Julian, a couple of other Aussies who have been in the media in the last week or so. Let's start with a more, I wouldn't say lighthearted, but Anthony Mundine, the fucking idiot, told everyone not to get vaccinated.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm pretty sure Anthony Mundine ended up in hospital with an eye infection once because he tried to clean his contact lens with his own spit. So I don't know how much.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't know how much medical advice is going to be taken from that guy.
Oh, what I probably had food in it. A sesame seed in there. But he's just one of many people now. Honestly, if you're against vaccination and you listen to this, just stop listening.
Don't just stop listening. End yourself.
Well, they're already going to. They'll just stop.
I know. Like,
there was a guy. Idiot. There was a lady. I think it was a lady. I can't remember who it was. And they were like, oh, well. The plague went away without any vaccination. And it's like, yeah, fucking 2/3 of Europe died.
I was going to say it.
But that was their argument.
Like millions of people.
Oh, and then there was someone online who started pushing the idea. And it was actually someone who was a vaccinator. And they're like, nah, we'll just tell them after they get vaccinated, rub a potato on it. And that sucks out all the bad stuff. And they're like, so that's what they're trying to spread. So ideally... The people get they still get vaccinated and then start rubbing themselves with potatoes, which doesn't hurt anyone. They can do that all day.
Yeah.
But, have you heard the old wives' tale about you can't eat an onion if it's been cut open and left in the fridge?
No.
Oh, I was staying with a mate in Canada and I can't remember if I was there when it happened or I heard later on, but he got into his house and the whole house stunk of onions. Mm. Because his brother had chopped up all these onions and halved and left them around the house. Mm-hmm. This is Ev, the bloke who tried to catch the truck tire.
God, this story.
And he went around and left all these half-cut onions everywhere because he had in his mind, because apparently people
to get
say
away
this.
Way of vamp? Oh, no, that's garlic.
That's
isn't
garlic.
It? Sorry.
No, because they reckon that onions that have been cut open absorb bacteria and...
Bad vibes?
Bad vibes, pretty much. That's why they're like... If you ever cut an onion, don't put it in your fridge and eat it the next day because it's absorbed all the bacteria. It's fucking nonsense. It's just absolute nonsense lies. I hope he's vaccinated.
I hope he's not. He sounds like an idiot and shouldn't be around anymore.
No, Ev's a good guy. No, he must. I don't know how. I'm sure it was Ev. If it wasn't Ev, I apologize to Ev. But they left
just
all this
story about
No, they left all these half onions around everywhere thinking they were going to absorb because they all had the flu or something like that. And they're like, this will stop us from spreading the flu any further.
Fantastic.
So, yeah. Now, the last Australian that we want to talk about, I need to find my phone about this.
There it is.
Israel Folau. Israel Folau, local. So he's a rugby. He was a rugby league player.
Yeah.
And international, very good player. And then he became a. I think he played. He played actually AFL as well. So that sport, which he played professionally, and then he got into rugby union. He's an absolutely amazing athlete. Not going to take that away from him.
Yeah.
But he is very religious, and he said a few things over the years, pretty much most of it being anti-homosexual and how it's not it's against religion and against God and blah, 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 blah. Now, he's been given a very long lead, though. Because they've always sort of let him go until...
Because he's good.
Yeah, because he's good. I mean, if it was me, I think I'd... I don't think anyone paid attention anyway. More Louis fucking nonsense. But the last one, I'm going to read out the tweet. This is a guy in the limelight, professional sportsman. He actually just surpassed like the most points scored, I think, in the Super Rugby. Unbelievable. He wrote, he shared a picture. Warning, drunks, homosexuals, adulterers, liars, fornicators, thieves... atheists, idolaters, hell awaits you. Those that are living in sin will end up in hell unless you repent. Jesus Christ loves you and is giving you time to turn away from your sin and come to him.
Mm.
Pretty fucking atrocious
yeah.
tweet.
Not much wiggle room there to really...
No, and he's literally...
Back out of what he said.
But some... Like, atheists? Like, oh, look, either way. I think the funny thing
yeah,
is that...
Yeah, atheist, that's... Yeah.
But there's a funny... I remember someone saying years back, telling an atheist they're going to hell...
Yeah.
It doesn't mean anything.
Exactly. That, I'm just thinking it doesn't...
But there's a joke that they said, telling atheists to go to hell is like telling someone that they're going to punch you in the chakra. Like, I don't... that doesn't faze me. Like, I don't think maybe I do have a chakra.
Well, I think that if you're an atheist, you believe in having a chakra. So that's how it works.
I can't imagine. This probably comes back to, we've had talks about rugby league players just like going out raping and stuff like that.
Mm.
How you don't have, there's not a lot of rules.
No.
But one of them is probably, hey, let's not just like, you know, abuse pretty much half the population one way or another that they're going to go to hell on your tweet.
Was he shocked by being sacked?
Yeah. He's actually like, fighting.
Oh, there's going to be consequences to my actions? Yeah, like, does he have
he's fighting it. He's fighting
what
it.
What a fucking idiot.
Yeah. So, look, you know, I agree with a lot of that. See, I hate.
What?
You know what? The only thing I wish I knew what idolaters are. I don't know what an idolater is. I'll have to look that up. Because the thing is, a drunk, homosexual, adulterers, liars, fornicators. God, there's a lot of people.
I thought you were just reading out my Tinder profile. To be honest with you.
Idolize. Hell awaits you. Yeah, right. So something that we wanted to talk about, this is once again from our local creeper, Nathan Stig. He suggested talking about lengths of labia, which I thought, oh, I probably won't talk about that exactly, but it sort of brought up the idea of sex education.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have sex ed in primary or just high school?
Both primary. I still am haunted by...
I thought you were about to say horny. I am still
well, that is
horny.
That is also relevant, but neither here nor there.
You're still haunted.
At the moment. I'm still haunted by... I don't know if you had to go to it too, but there was this assembly at primary school. Assembly, not just something in class, but an assembly where you and your parents went along and watched this video and this teacher do, not a teacher, but someone from outside the school do a sex education talk in like the hall of the primary school. And both my mum and dad were sitting like either side of me and it was the most, like, yeah, still have nightmares about it.
They must have brought that in to stop like kids learning things that parents didn't want or something like that. Because I never... Okay, we in primary school were meant to do it, but our teacher deemed us not mature enough to handle it. I'm not even joking, but our class was a bunch of fucking idiots. He'd go into
collectively.
Idiots. He went into one of the stock rooms. He couldn't find one of these kids, Matt Garland. He couldn't find Matt Garland. He goes into the storeroom and he somehow climbed in this little storeroom behind this huge steel cabinet and was like hiding behind there. And someone had destroyed one of those. Remember those really old floppy disks? But I'm talking, you know, the real. You know the really old floppy disks?
Yeah,
ones that were like put a size of a dinner plate. Someone had pulled one of those apart and put it on a shelf and then filled the center with paint. Like,
why?
I don't know. We were fucking idiots. So no one, I swear, Bawara, None of us knew what fucking sex was going into year seven because we were all fucked.
Perfect.
But then once we got into high school, I wanted to bring this up because I don't think they must have changed it, but surely part of sex ed should be like, hey, there's all different sizes of penises and vaginas.
No, but it's not. It's very like, this is how it works. You go in, you go out. This can happen. If you're a woman and you look at a dick, you will get pregnant. And that's how it works.
Call the hokey pokey.
Yeah. But there's nothing about the whole...
Did you not get that joke? Goes in and goes out.
Yeah, I just dismissed it.
Wasn't sure if my microphone was on.
Testing 1, 2.
Okay. So, yes. I remember, like, you're right. It was very mechanical talking about it. I think we were given condoms to try on things.
Yeah. My
likely I had an erection in that class, so I had to put it on myself.
My teacher actually, like, put it over his head and blew it up with his nose.
That was the teacher we were talking about, Mr. Gall, who also taught me
Grossman.
Who also taught me that you can't ejaculate and urinate at the same time. And he said, because he goes, you can't come and go at the same time. And I went, that's pretty good. And that was something I learned. Also, he talked about pre-ejaculatory, I don't know, I'm fucking out of pronunciation. Pre-ejaculatory fluid comes out before you come. Yeah. And he goes, because you got to be careful because women can get pregnant from that.
Yeah.
And he goes, it's like a basketball player. You dribble before you shoot. And I was like, right. Fantastic. And that side of my love affair was the NBA.
Furiously taking notes.
Dribble, shoot, basketball, three-pointers.
Michael Jordan, only basketball player I know.
I was about to suggest I would then try to come from the room away. But I think what honestly, if they're not, they should be talking about how all vaginas are different and all penises are different because...
Definitely.
If you're watching porn, honestly, if you're, say, a 15-year-old bloke watching porn, you're going...
Or girl.
Yeah, you're right. Sorry, you're a girl. You're watching it going, my penis is tiny. Why is it not 13 inches long?
And if you're a girl, you're going,
well, why doesn't my vagina all look like a really
neat and tidy box?
I guess this is where it gets hard because you don't want to say neat and tidy because there's just lots of different vaginas.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the thing. But in porn, it's
one type pretty much.
Yeah.
That's why there should be more amateur porn though as well.
Yeah. Let's bring that in. That's why I'm trying to get this hit this guy up on Tinder.
That's why I'm trying to get an amateur pornography. On that same train of thought, circumcision.
Mm.
Now, it's always going to be a kettle of fish. Kettle of fish?
Different kettle.
Kettle of worms? Can of worms.
Can of worms.
Can of worms.
There we go. Opening that can.
Because it's one of those things where, honestly, okay, I know this much, that America is one of the only countries, apart from Israel, because they're Jewish, where it's still considered sort of half normal.
The normal, yeah.
Where most other places, it's not happening as much. Look, there's people out there listening to this. I don't care. If you're circumcised, you're not circumcised. It doesn't matter. You know what I mean? I'm not. Your brother seems to think that I've got a stinky dick. It's about all he can talk about when we meet up. But I just think it's one of those things as well where... This is where I think sex ed needs to come into it, where they can go, hey, some guys are circumcised, some aren't, but no one's got a stinky dick.
That's the stigma around it.
I always hate this idea when it's like, oh, not circumcised, stinky dick. It's like, well, no, that's like going, if you don't clean your asshole, you're going to have a stinky asshole.
Yeah.
If you don't clean the fucking, your underpits, your underarms, you're going to have stinky pits.
Yeah.
Like every other part of the body, I clean my penis.
Yeah.
If you are so fucking useless that you cannot clean your penis, yes.
This is the thing. The world knows what guys are like. And they go, you know what? We have to help them as much as possible here by cutting off part of their dick so they don't have to clean it.
Why don't they cut off our nose and ears as well? So we don't have to clean
it. It won't be long, Louis. It won't be long.
We'll just walk around. Won't eat no arms or legs.
It's never made a difference.
We won't even be able to open a condom on our own. Okay.
Or masturbate ourselves, apparently. But it's never.
What?
It's
masturbate ourselves?
The fucking machine.
Oh, that's right.
You know that thing we talked about like half an hour ago?
Yeah, that's usually me. It's usually you forgetting. Look, we haven't talked about Hitler in the last couple of episodes as well.
I've actually thought about it and then.
Yeah. But it will, hopefully, it'll probably come up next episode. Oh, we're probably wrapping up here as well.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't really make that all that clear. So, once again, thanks for listening in. We have had some people talk about maybe ringing in. Now, what you can actually do, you can actually leave us a voice message on Messenger.
Yeah.
So you can actually message our Nothing on the Radio Facebook page. There's a little button that looks like a microphone, and if you press it and then you hold it, you can leave us little messages, and we can actually save those recorded messages, and I can import it into my little program here. So, and I don't care what it is, you know, leave a message, and if it's good or funny, even if it's highly abusive, I'll put it on here, and I'll be like, hey, here's Nathan Stig again talking about something inappropriate. And then we can put it through. Stig's had a...
That's 99% of Stig's vocabulary.
But yeah, so honestly, guys, find Messenger, get on there and leave us a message. Or I've had a few other people talking about topics they want to talk about. It's great, guys. We really appreciate it. And it gives us stuff to think about and to talk about. So yeah, get amongst it.
Yeah, and we advertised this week too about the new mic. So
Yes. So we do have a third mic ready to go. So... And it can be a pretty chilled out session. You can come in, have a couple of drinks. Obviously, you've got to bring the drinks. and we can just talk about – and you know what? Remember, it's not live, guys. So, don't be worried about –
This is – as much as it doesn't seem it, highly edited.
Oh, yes. We sit down, then stop, and sit down, and stop. So, if you want to get involved, just let me know. I'll say this. If you've never listened to the show and go, hey, I'd love to come on, I'm going to say fuck off.
It's kind of ironic that you're saying that on the show, though. Think about it, Louis.
I know. If you're listening, if you're listening to this episode, you're obviously probably fairly deep into it. No, but honestly, guys, we love it. If you can send us something through, if anything, if you think of something funny or something funny we've said and you want to comment on it, put it in. If you want to give us some really harsh feedback, put it in because it gives us stuff to get through. So, but look, once again, thanks for listening in.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.
And we will try to catch you.
Oh,
Easter.
Oh, yeah.
We'll do our best. It might be early, it might be late, but we'll do our best to catch up sometime over that Easter break.
Next week's or the next episode will be double digits too, so maybe do something special.
Oh, episode 10.
Yeah.
That could be our heroin episode.
Yeah. We'll never look back from there.
We joked about this, about doing drugs. I'm not sure if we'll talk about this. No. Doing drugs for every single episode.
We're going to do like one episode high, one episode on
Well, everything's coke. High. We're going to do like one on pot, one on pills, one on coke.
Yeah.
And there'll be one on heroin, then heroin, then heroin, then heroin. And then eventually sleeping on a mattress out the back. But no, look, thanks for listening in. Next week, heroin episode. And we will talk about Hitler, who... had some interesting ideas on drugs.
Yeah.
Catch you later.
Bye.